Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast, presented by Marigold. This is our super short episode. We break down what's going on in business and marketing and life this week. And then we still have other episodes later in the week. So let's jump into it. Canva has a really cool new update this week. And in general, if you said to me, what is among the most important things that you should become proficient at? I don't care if you're in design or in graphics or any of that stuff. Canva is at the core of what we all need to understand how to use. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but there's all this data out there. Approximately 85% of Fortune 500 companies use Canva. And I'm not an affiliate for Canva. I don't work for Canva. I don't get paid by Canva. I'm just telling you everybody use it. I mean, they have over 220 monthly active users. So, and then the other thing, and I'm going to tell you what the new thing is that Canva just released, but I'm a big believer that there's things you could spend a little bit of money on that cost basically nothing that are a game changer. So, for example, our team uses the pro version, but even if you're a regular individual, it costs you $15 a month to get access to Canva Pro. And again, I'm not getting paid by Canva, but that is way more useful. It is crazy what you get access to. And so don't get coffee twice, right? Save the $15. Use it for Canva Pro. It is bananas, in my opinion, okay? And what did they just release this week? So Canva just added LinkedIn video creation templates. This is great stuff. So here's what they said. They said, now marketers can choose from a selection of new LinkedIn video templates to create compelling video ads or design their own. Once the design is ready, the new LinkedIn ads app for Canva means marketers can seamlessly export Canva assets directly into their LinkedIn company pages or LinkedIn ads, account manager, whatever. Who cares? The bottom line is, before, they didn't have the template where you can go and just create a LinkedIn video, right? You had to kind of like mush it all around. But now within Canva, it's very LinkedIn friendly. So you can make your videos, considering it's the number one content format on LinkedIn. So this new update to Canva is awesome. I'll tell you one other thing within Canva that I use a lot that I think is under the radar. And that's a plugin that they have called Brand Fetch. If you just Google Canva and Brand Fetch, this is awesome because what it does is, within Canva, they have a little search bar. Once you install it, it takes 1 second, and you can type in the name of any company. So let's say you type in Nike, it'll bring up all the logos for Nike, and then you click the button and the logo will go right into your deck, your presentation, your PDF, whatever. So you don't have to go and kind of like find the logo, bring the logo over, save the logo, whatever, and it's a perfect format of the logo. So Brand Fetch plugin on Canva is very, very awesome. All right, what else is going on that just got announced this week? Well, all this stuff out there, I constantly am looking at what is going on with Threads, what's going on with Blue Sky, should I care? Because quite honestly, Threads, which is the competitor to X or the old Twitter that got released by Meta about 2 years ago now. Anyway, I don't go on Threads. I just don't. I feel like I should, but Threads continues to grow. It has 320 monthly active users now, which is a lot. That's a lot, but I still, every time I do log in there to see what's going on, it's like a ghost town. I'm not seeing any real interaction. So I get it that they're saying there's more monthly active users, but I'm not using it. I'll tell you what nobody is using, which was going to be the hot thing, is Blue Sky. If you ask me, Blue Sky is dying. So Blue Sky is another competitor that's not from Meta that was really out there that was going to be the next X or the next Twitter or whatever, and it was going to be much more moderated and controlled and whatever, and still out there, okay? It now has 35 million users, but the momentum in terms of growth has slowed massively. So it has only grown by about 5 million users. over the last 4 months, which is really, really slow. And I think that that suggests that the momentum is really dying on Blue Sky. I will tell you, I go on Blue Sky maybe once a month. I don't see a lot going on there. So listen, I know some people are like, I love Blue Sky. It's amazing. That's great. I think it's going to become like a micro network for a very small subset of people. I don't believe it's going to be something that we all need to be on for our brands and all this different type of stuff. But Threads is a different story for sure. And you can see it actually in the app downloads, because on Apple's, they release it every single month. What are the top app downloads on Apple's App Store, for example? And they just released this month's data. So the number one app that got downloaded 13 million times on Apple's App Store was ChatGPT. That's a no-brainer. So that's the number one app out there. But the number two app on the Apple App Store is Threads with 10 million downloads. And by the way, the number three app is CapCut, C-A-P-C-U-T. If you don't use CapCut, that thing is bonkers for making content. I love CapCut. So that is pretty wild. So let's talk about useless information. What's going on this week? Well, no one's going to care about this, but I'm going to share it anyway. So WrestleMania just happened. You're like, all right, I'm tuning out this podcast. This is ridiculous. So yeah, WrestleMania 41 just happened. And I'm not some sort of big wrestling fan, whatever, but I couldn't believe it. I turned it on and there it was. And I haven't seen WrestleMania in a while. And it was a spectacle. I mean, it was in the stadium in Las Vegas with like 65,000 people. I couldn't believe what was going on. And I went to, this made me feel so old, because it was WrestleMania 41 this 2 days ago, right? And I went to WrestleMania 2 live. I went, it was for my birthday. I'll never forget my grandma, my grandma Sadie, who is like the coolest. She was a big wrestling fan, which is pretty wild for a grandma. And it was my birthday, and me and her were totally into wrestling. And we went to WrestleMania 2, and I will never forget it, because it was in Nassau Coliseum in Long Island. And we got to see Hulk Hogan, okay, versus King Kong Bundy in a steel cage match. This was awesome. And then the other big fight or whatever was Mr. T versus Rowdy Rowdy Piper. This was quality entertainment. It really was. But I was a very little kid and everybody was out of their minds, because at WrestleMania, everyone's just like ready to fight each other and all this stuff. And it was like, what is going on here? So yeah, WrestleMania, I don't know that I'll ever be at another one, but that was awesome. What happened to King Kong Bundy? I don't know. What happened to anybody? What happened to me? Listen, I appreciate you being here. I would appreciate you leave this thing a review. That would be awesome. And check out our episodes later in the week, and have a great week. Later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketer. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.